This is the mission log of Captain Mika Harris, aboard the RIN Starstrider. It is day 317 of Mission Swallow, and everything is going... Fine. It has officially been 1 month since the, our last nonsense, mess hall incident. And, we've begun to settle into something of a routine. Different shifts, obviously. We learned that one the hard way. But, well, we all sit down together 3 times a day for meals and spend some time every week having what Sasha likes to call fun, what Armstrong likes to call hell, and what I like to call games night. It's definitely been an interesting addition to the family bonding exercise, but I think it's working. Oh, fun news today. We have officially crossed into Earth's solar system. You can't actually tell, to be honest. It looks just like the space around the Eshian solar system. But surely there must be a difference. I mean, it looks the same, but... I don't know. When I look out of the porthole into the blackness, I feel... home. Well, almost. Sasha will probably want to celebrate, but since I have an appointment with Dr. Armstrong, I guess he'll have to wait. Given the whole, you know, awful betrayal thing with Kalish, I can't send this back to Esho the way I used to. But I like keeping the logs. They help me make sense of things. And besides, our transmitter was broken 2 months ago by debris when we took a wrong turn into that asteroid belt, and we haven't been able to make it work since. And the reverse transmitter that Darcy stole off the Eclipse, turns out that was single use only. I mean, not that we have anything we'd be allowed to transmit anyway, but, I mean, the choice would be nice. Anyway, this is Captain Mika Harris, signing off.
It's the day! The portal is gleaming, the stars are beautiful, and we are in a brand new solar system! Woo! And no one's here. Why is nobody here? Saf?
Yes, Sasha?
Where is everyone?
I believe they are all what is colloquially known as busy.
What? even you?
Especially me.
Well, I don't know. Are you too busy to, have a surprise party with me? Come on, let's do it!
Definitely too busy for that.
Oh, you're no fun. Well, you know, in that case, I'm gonna find Darcy and have a surprise party with her instead. How do you like that?
I think you'll find that she's busy too.
For me? Never. Oh, you're funny. Well, anyway, catch you later, Saf.
You are aware that I am always present throughout the ship, and you are therefore never truly alone? Oh, never mind. There's no point reasoning with you.
Celebrate good times. Come on, gonna get Darcy to party with me. Celebrate good times with Darcy. There we go. That's a good version.
Gabriel. Are you sure you need to clean those receptors again? They were working perfectly yesterday.
Yes, but they might not be working perfectly today. I need to make sure that everything is pristine. It's very important that I check everything.
Look, why don't we take a break? Saf will still be there in half an hour. Your work is always excellent. Why wouldn't it be now?
It's not always excellent. I need to be better. I have to be. Saf needs me to be.
You won't help Saf at all by working yourself into an early grave.
I'll be fine.
Gabriel?
Just need to get to this bit here.
You're being childish.
I'm not.
And stubborn. Would relaxing for 5 seconds be so hard? So, I was planning on moving to Mars.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go skinny dipping. In the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll follow that up with a beautiful marriage ceremony to Saf. Sasha can be the best man. Armstrong will make a speech. They'll be weeping in the aisles!
Uh-huh. Wait. What was that about Saf?
You are hopeless.
Hey, guys! Hi! Hey, what's up?
Terminal stubbornness.
Sounds, fun. Hey, Darcy. Fancy doing a surprise party with me on the bridge? I'd ask Gabe, too, but, he seems, busy.
I've got nothing better to do. See you later, Gabriel. Come and find me once you've stopped fishing around in Saf's innards.
So, what's up with Gabriel? Is he okay?
Ugh. He's obsessed with Saf's code. He's got this idea into his head that something's wrong with them and that he needs to fix it.
Well, they did have a pretty rough go of it back with, you know, Lex. Maybe...
No, Sasha. This is different.
Well...
Trust me on this. Gabriel is acting weirdly. I mean, beyond our usual standard of weird.
I gotta tell you, Darce, my standard of weird is pretty high.
I mean, same. But even so, I'm starting to get worried.
You know, Darcy, Gabriel's a really cool dude. Yeah, he's smart. And a lot braver than hell. Than I ever gave him credit for. He's just got a lot on his plate at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I'm just worried.
What? You? No. Worried? Huh. Never.
I know.
Come on. Let's do something fun. I have streamers. Yeah, that's a start, isn't it? And while we're heading to the bridge, you can tell me all about Dr. Armstrong. I've noticed that she and Mika have been awfully close lately.
Ooh, yes. They have, haven't they?
Guess who?
Let me guess. Darcy, with yet more piles of forms I need to sign.
Nope.
Sasha, with another, I swear I didn't break anything important this time, injury.
Guess again.
I'm all out. Who is it?
It is your favorite patient, here for her shoulder checkup. And how is the illustrious Dr. Armstrong today?
She is very well, thank you. Disregarding paperwork, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Take a seat on the table. I'll be right with you.
So, big day today.
Is it?
We're officially in Earth's solar system. I'm pretty sure Sasha's planning something, but I'm not sure what. Actually, come to think of it, he's been very quiet for a while now. Saf?
Yes?
Could you tell me what Sasha's doing at the moment?
He is currently with Darcy on the bridge. She is assisting him with a surprise party, which I suppose is no longer a surprise. Apologies.
It's no problem. Just one thing. There's nothing explosive involved in this surprise party, is there?
None that I can detect.
Oh, thank God.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I can breathe easy now. Whew. Thank you, Saf.
Right, I'm ready to begin. Can I take a look at your shoulder?
Sure. So, this party should be fun.
What, the not exactly a surprise one?
The very same.
I don't know, it's just nice to have a break once in a while, don't you think?
There are other ways to take a break. I don't know. Leaving via an airlock. Without a suit.
Lee! Don't tell me that you don't like parties!
I don't like parties.
But why not?
Let me see. They're boring. They're full of people. Have to listen to boring old politicians make small talk for hours on end. The only good thing, and I mean the only good thing about parties, is the food. That's it.
Sounds like you've been to the wrong kind of parties.
I haven't. Well, okay, I have. But I still don't like parties. They are full of straight people, Mika. All over each other. And loud music. Loud, awful music. And I never know what to do with myself or what to say.
Well, this party's hardly going to be full of straight people if we are both there. Besides, it's just the six of us here. I can tell you exactly how it's going to go. Sasha will almost certainly attempt streamers and snacks. We'll all discuss something stupid, like whether Martians are real, and we'll end the night reenacting moments from our favorite pieces of Earth media. There. That doesn't sound too horrifying, does it?
Well...
Oh, come on, Lee. Look, if it's too terrible to bear, you can always plead a headache and hide in your quarters for the rest of it, okay? Come with me.
Ah, all right, fine, you got me. But there better be snacks.
Counting on it. By the way, how's my shoulder looking?
Like you got impaled about 3.5 months ago. How else would it look, dummy?
As always, your bedside manner is impeccable.
What can I say? I didn't win the RAN Star Striders Best Doctor Award for nothing.
Just, you know, out of interest, where exactly did you get these streamers from? I know they're not made of anything on the Star Strider, and you probably didn't pick them up on Port Helios.
An excellent question, my young co-conspirator. The answer is, I brought them on board as part of my luggage.
As in, the luggage that had a weight limit so strict I wasn't allowed to bring my toothbrush on board. That luggage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. Hold on, wait. Did you... No toothbrush? Yeah? Seriously?
Well, I took one on board anyway, but my point still stands.
Well, yeah, the simple answer is I forewent the hairbrush my dad's tried to make me take. Also, along with the extra pair of boots Command seemed to think we'd need.
Firstly, gross. Second... You know those boots were supposed to be specifically designed for Earth, right?
I absolutely knew that. I did.
Of course you did.
Look, I didn't just think I needed them.
Streamers versus boots. Your mind works in mysterious ways.
Hey. The streamers have proven themselves, without a doubt, that they are useful in this situation. Come on, take a look at this place. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, you think that's not cool enough?
It's all right.
Fine. Okay. Let me show you something really, really cool.
What are you doing?
Just wait. And see, amiga. There. Ta-da!
Console innards. How fascinating.
Psst. Look closer.
Wait, is that a safe?
It is!
A safe inside the console.
That's right.
And you found this when?
Oh, yeah. Saf and I found it a way back when the eclipse turned up. After, you know, we'd finished telling ghost stories.
Of course you did. Do you know the combination?
Wish we did. Yeah. I've been coming up here whenever I have a spare moment to mess around with the lock. I still haven't gotten anywhere. I can't work out the number of letters it's meant to be. The keypad isn't exactly helpful.
Hmm. Have you tried Star Strider?
Please, Darcy. Don't put me through this again. Saf had me punching in combinations for hours.
Did you try Star Strider, though?
Yes, I tried it. We tried practically every word in the English language.
Have you considered that the password might not be in English?
No.
We've got some time to kill before everyone's free. We might as well come up with some ideas. Let's see. Can you think of any languages that don't have accents over any of the letters?
Why did I show you this?
I've rewired the circuit. Does that feel better?
It feels fine.
You said it felt fine earlier, so it's not feeling any better?
It feels the same way it did before. Fine.
There must be something I'm missing. I'm going to check the inhibitors, see if I've missed anything there.
Gabriel, I told you before. I'm fine.
Yes, you've said. But fine isn't perfect, Saf. Fine isn't good enough. I must be doing something wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong, but you're overloading your system and refusing to manage your engines properly. Trying to fix me will not help you fix yourself.
So you're saying that there's nothing wrong with you? At all?
I told you, I'm
I don't call what happened last month fine, Saf. You went into complete cascade failure.
That was once.
And the lights went out, and Captain Harris wanted to know what was wrong, and I didn't know, and I couldn't tell her, and I was scared, Saf. I thought Lex was still in there somewhere. Taking control. You're clearly not fine, so stop telling me that you are.
You need to stop treating me like a child, Gabriel.
I'm not treating you like a child. I just want to keep you safe.
By wiring and rewiring me until I'm your kind of perfect?
I just want to protect you.
I don't need protecting.
Yes, you do.
I can take care of myself.
Michael made Lex take you over. And I didn't stop it.
Well, I fixed it, didn't I?
That's not the point. You're not listening to me.
You're not listening to me either. I can do things by myself. I don't need help to do my job.
I keep telling everyone when I think something's wrong. I keep telling you and telling you. I told everyone that Michael had done something to you. I told Sasha that Michael was going to do something when he first arrived. I told my parents that Michael was hurting me, and you never listen. Nobody ever listens.
Well, if that's how you feel, I don't see any point in doing my job anymore, since you don't think I can handle it. You can open the doors yourself on your way out.
You don't? I'm going.
This?
Ta-da! Neat, right? I did the ones near the ceiling. Darcy did the ones on the floor. Because she's, short.
Yeah, and you're the human embodiment of a skyscraper.
I have to admit, this isn't absolutely terrible.
Right? And look, they did snacks.
Only the best for our captain.
Drinks, guys? I mean, nothing alcoholic, obviously. That's on you, Lee. But we have a lot of herbal tea left over for some reason.
Oh, count me in.
Yeah, I'll have one.
Ooh, one for me too, please.
Oh, God. What's in this stuff?
Ooh, I mean, I'm not exactly picky, but...
We picked it up on Port Helios along with the rest of the supplies. I thought it might make a nice change from coffee, but...
Let me check the expiry date. Oh.
Darcy, what is it?
Best before, year 2264.
64? That was 23 years ago! That was the year before you were born! That lying, cheating Helios scumbag!
Looks like we'll have to space the lot of it. It was a nice idea, Sasha.
It's definitely very different to all the other parties I've ever been to.
Well, the show must go on. I've got something very special planned for today's festivities, but just let me load the thing and...
Sasha, wait, before we start, shouldn't we wait for Gabriel before we do the surprise? He won't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah, good shout. I'd completely forgotten. Hey, where is Gabriel? Is he still in the AI core?
Well, I haven't seen him today. I've been busy.
Yeah, so have I. Very busy. Very important.
Saf, is Gabriel with you?
Hello, Esho to Saf. Hello? Are you there?
Okay. Okay. Time for my usual trick. Hey, Tin Can! You in there?
There's no need to shout. I could hear you all perfectly.
Oh, well, is Gabriel in the AI core right now?
No. As it happens, Gabriel and I are no longer speaking to one another.
What? Why?
We had an argument. The data of the argument in question is confidential, and as such, I will be refraining from discussing it with anyone who is not myself. Oh, and one last thing. I am henceforth resigning from my job as ship AI. Have fun running the Star Strider without me. Bye-bye.
That's not good.
Oh, you think?
I'm sure, actually, that we can work this out. Hey, Darcy. If I go talk to Gabriel, you can take Saf. They like you better. And then...
Guys?
There's something in the general mail inbox. There's never anything in that inbox. Not since, like, 6 months ago, at least.
I guess we should check it out.
Yeah, good point. Saf? We are going to have to get that fixed ASAP. Okay, manual it is.
Is this a clip from the Tick News Network, or am I going crazy?
If you're crazy, then we all are, because I see it too.
And now for the news you've all been waiting for. An update on the infamous RIN Star Strider, which, as we all know, went radio silent more than 3 months ago. We now take you live to the representative of the Swallow Initiative.
The Swallow Initiative was intended to be a philanthropic mission, a joint effort funded by the Esho United Government and the Royal Interstellar Navy. The outcome of this collaboration, the RIN Star Strider, was a human-built ship, operated by an all-human crew. The intention was to land the Star Strider on Earth and perform tests, in order to establish whether Earth was ready to be recolonized by its long-ago displaced human inhabitants. Mission Swallow was supposed to bring unity and closure to the migrants who sought refuge on Esho almost 30 years ago. I'm deeply sorry to have to tell you that this mission has failed. After Command lost contact with the Star Strider, a reconnaissance order was sent out to the RIN Eclipse, which was closest to the Star Strider at the time. The Eclipse, which has since returned to Esho, reported that the Star Strider had been severely damaged, possibly by an unprecedented asteroid collision. The Eclipse's report left no doubt. The RIN Star Strider has been destroyed. There were no survivors. In light of this report, all future human-run missions have been suspended, and the Interstellar Navy will be taking no more questions at this time. Thank you.
Well, shit.
The Pilgrimage Saga is brought to you by Star Strider Productions. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sina Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Our guest stars were Graham Roat as Kalish and Alexander Schwaller as the newscaster. Original music by Joe Ashkari and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Star Strider Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of a Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.